a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor Howard Grenager from the Four Peer Ministerial Association. And leading us in our pledge are pages J.C. Dennett from Columbia and Dylan. I should have asked him his name before I got up here. Dylan, how do you say your name? Deathlesson from White Lake, South Dakota.
Let us pray. Holy God, as we gather again this day, we come grateful for each day of life that you give us. For each day you seek to pour your love and care into our lives through your gifts of family, friends, community, and faith communities. Lord, as we meet today, we come fully aware of the challenges that face us. The needs are many and the resources are limited, and so we would ask that you would grant us wisdom as we wrestle over issues that touch the lives of the people we represent. Guide both our discussions and our decisions. Creator God, on this day when we meet in the comfort of this place, we are aware that there are many in our state who are without electricity and water and heat. We pray for all who this day seek to bring relief to those in need. Keep them safe in their work. We pray this day also for the family of Clinton Wormers, the Navy pilot from Mount Vernon who this week lost his life in a training mission. Comfort his family and community in their grief. Now help us to feel your presence in the midst of our challenging work. This we ask in your holy name. Amen.
I
Clerk, we'll call the roll, please.
Blake, Boland, Boomgarden, Bruner, Berg, Carson, Consett, Cronin, Kurt, Cutler, Diedrich, Jennert, Elliott, Engels, Fain, Fargen, Feichert, Feinstein, Ferrix, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hamill, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironclaw, Jensen, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Kopp, Krebs, Lang, Lederman, Lucas, Les, McLaughlin, Mosier, Nome, Nordstrom, Nygaard, Biddy, Olson, Ryan, Olson, Peters, Pitts, Putnam, Roush, Romford, Rounds, Russell, Schleckaway, Schramp, Sly, Solberg, Solem, Sorensen, Steele, Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Turboville, Van Gerpen, Vanderlinde, Vanneman, Vergio, Wink, Wismer, Speaker, Rave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 10th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Timothy A. Rave, Chair.
All those in favor of approving the journal will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Ladies and gentlemen, we have several guests here today, if you bear with us for just a minute. On behalf of Representative Putnam and Representative Van Gerpen, we have the Armour Delmont Tripp Senior Government Class. I suspect they're over here to my left. They're here with their driver, Jim Holderby. Please stand up. Armour Delmont Tripp Government Class, welcome to the Capitol. It's great to have all you out today. Appreciate you coming out to your state capitol. Also, I hope they're here. We have, I'd like to recognize and welcome all South Dakota Credit Union professionals and volunteers visiting today from across state. They are here representing more than 245,000 credit union members in South Dakota and 1.9 billion, that's B for billion, in assets. South Dakota Credit Union professionals, are you here? If you are, stand up and be recognized, please. Welcome. Thank you all for coming to your capital today. We'll have some more here in a minute. Representative Turboville.
Personal privilege, please.
Granted, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a message today from my colleague and good friend, Senator Tom Nelson. Each and every one of you should have a Heath bar on your desk, and the reason for that is this morning at 7:58, he became a grandfather for the third time. Maxwell Preston Heath was born at 7:58 a.m., 7 pounds, 5 ounces. Everyone is doing well. Congratulations to Senator Nelson.
Congratulations. Representative Thompson.
Personal privilege, Mr.
Granted,
Speaker.
Granted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to let the body know that my wife, Ann C. Thompson, is visiting today. She's there above the scoreboard. And with her is our church friend, Dylan Anderson. He's a sixth grader at Brandon Valley Middle School. At our church auction, Dylan's mother purchased what I was offering, which was spend a day with the legislator. So Dylan is here, and perhaps someday he will not be sitting up there, but be sitting down here. Please join me in welcoming them. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, sir. Any other personal privileges right now? All right, let's be at ease for just a minute. I have to do one more page, swearing in one more page, since they've been kind of trickling in due to the storm. So be at ease. I'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have another guest. Up in the gallery, I believe behind me, is former Representative Dave Gleason. Dave, are you up there? If you please stand up. And he has a special guest, Steve McCleary, the Robert City Farmers Union president. Welcome. Good to have you back, sir. Representative Hunt, do you have someone that you may know that used to be a member of this body? Former Representative Roger Brooks, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, sir. It's great to have you back today, sir. Welcome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. It's picture time. Desks look pretty good, thank you very much. I think the desk roll tops are supposed to be down. Is that my understanding? You want the desk? Yes, you do. Roll top desk down. You'd like us to turn around and look at you in our chairs, sir? Is that what you would envision? Stand up. Yeah, interns certainly can be in the photograph, yeah. While they're doing that, ladies and gentlemen, look to your seatmate. Are we missing anybody? We're missing Representative Nygaard. He's gone, though. Representative Hoffman was here like 10 minutes ago. Where did he slip off to? And Bolin, Representative Bolin, I believe, is out, excused for the day. Thank you. Now let's keep those desks nice and clean. All right. Karen, are you ready to go back to work?
Yes,
reports,
sir.
Of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Education respectfully reports that Senate Bill 23 do pass and Senate Bill 25 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Ed McLaughlin, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1095 do pass and House Bill 1088 do pass as amended. Bob Fain, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bills 1071 and 1092 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1047, 1062, and 1070 do pass as amended. And House Bills 1068 and 1085 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Joni M. Cutler, Chair. And the Committee on Commerce respectfully reports that House Bills 1002, 1069, and 1086 do pass as amended, and House Bill 1003 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Tim Rounds, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 15, 19, 20, 31, 32, and 52, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Fain moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Transportation on House Bill 1006 be adopted.
All in favor of the Fain motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House bills, especially for our students today visiting here. What we're doing here, these ladies are going to read over top of themselves. They're going to read the title of every bill that's been introduced today. Our Constitution dictates that every bill must be read in an open forum. We only read the titles because in this day and age, you certainly can go on the Internet and look at the bill in just a few minutes and read it anytime at your leisure.
...radar speed detection system and have certain photo monitoring devices to detect red light violations. Senate Bill, House Bill 1131, an act to revise certain provisions concerning intoxicated or incapacitated persons who may be taken into protective custody. House Bill 1132, an act to provide for the referral and placement of certain individuals in need of intervention. House Bill 1136, an act to limit asbestos-related liabilities for certain successor corporations. House Bill 1133, an act to prohibit minors from using certain wireless communication devices while operating motor vehicles upon the public highways and to provide certain exceptions. I got this mixed up.
Speaker signs. House Bill 1130, Transportation, 1131 and 1132, to Judiciary, 1133, 1134, 1135, State Affairs, 1136, Judiciary, 1137, 1138, to Commerce, 1139, to Ag, 1140, Transportation, 1141, 1142, State Affairs, 1143, to Education, 1144, State Affairs, 1145, 1146, to Ag, 1147, to Commerce, 1148, 1149, Local Government, 1152, Education. First reading of Senate bills. Before we start that, there are many folks here in blue shirts on behalf, well, it's Brandon Days, and we want to thank them and Tony's Catering for the, did anybody have a pork sandwich? Were they any good? All right. So, Brandon, welcome and thank you. Welcome on behalf of Representative Krebs and Representative Hunt, and thank you guys very much for coming out to your state capitol today. Appreciate the lunch and appreciate your visit. Thank you. Let's welcome them. Okay, go ahead, Karen. You're done already. Go ahead. First reading, Senate bills.
And standards regarding fire prevention, Senate Bill 32, an act to revise the process for reporting of surplus lines insurance, Senate Bill 19, an act to increase contributions related to the optional spouse protection program within the South Dakota retirement system and to prohibit any new enrollments in the program.
Speaker signed. Senate Bill 15 to Commerce, Senate Bill 19 and 20 to retirement laws, Senate Bill 31 tax, Senate Bill 32 to Commerce, and Senate Bill 52 to the Committee on Agriculture. Consent calendar. Again, for our students especially visiting today, we're at the consent calendar portion of our day. Consent calendar is an efficiency measure for the legislature. We have bills on here that had no opposing testimony in committee and no opposing votes. So we do this just to get through the calendar and our day a little bit faster. Go ahead, Karen.
House Bill 1015, an act to repeal the imposition of the $5 surcharge on mentoring youth big game hunting licenses.
House Bill 1015, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1015. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Bargen, Narstrup, and Vanderlinde. Representative Narstrup. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68.
House Bill 1015, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on title? Hearing none. Title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1090, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the County Legal Expense Relief Fund. Representative Feichert has requested that House Bill 1090 be removed from the consent calendar.
Second reading of House Bills.
House Bill 1043 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1043, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Mosier.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, House Bill 1043 comes to us from the Bureau of Personnel, and it is an act to revise the risk pool rate methodology, and it makes a couple of changes to the risk pool. Currently, the rates for the risk pool are determined by taking 150% of the average of the three largest carriers. This would change that to allow for 150% of the average of 90% of the total active marketed plans, so with a minimum of three carriers to be evaluated. So you won't have less than three, but you could have four or five. This act would also allow some flexibility in the governing board in terms of allowing a little bit different coverages in their plans. And it will also reduce the number of rejections that a child would need from 2 to 1 in order to qualify for the risk pool. So fairly straightforward, and it passed out of our committee unanimously. And we would ask for your favorable consideration. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on House Bill 1043? Hearing none. Question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1043. All those favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. Clerk will unlock voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Greenfield and Russell.
Greenfield, both aye.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 64, nays 3.
House Bill 1043, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1001, an act to allow municipalities and counties to issue certain special alcoholic beverage licenses and to repeal certain special alcoholic beverage licenses.
House Bill 1001, having had a second reading of consideration and final passage, are there any remarks? Representative Turbeville.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. House Bill 1001 is brought to us by the Summer Study on Alcoholic Beverage Licenses. This is only an attempt to streamline and consolidate alcoholic beverage licenses. South Dakota law currently contains 11 different statutes scattered throughout STCL 35-4 dealing with temporary or special event alcohol beverage licenses. And a special event or temporary license is something that would be issued for a dance celebration or a benefit for a family that has lost their home due to a tragedy. Many of these provisions are confusing for the municipalities and counties that are permitted to issue such licenses. 1001 would repeal all of the current temporary licensing statutes and consolidate them into two sections in 35-4. Now, Section 1 of the bill would essentially consolidate those licenses into one statute. Section 2 of the bill simply lays out who determines the fee for the license and where the fee goes. The bill would slightly broaden the special event licenses that are available under the current system, but it would make them much simpler to understand and to administer. It would allow cities and counties to issue special event licenses to any civic, charitable, educational, fraternal, or veterans organizations or certain current alcoholic beverage license holder. Under this bill, the special event licenses would be available for on-sale malt beverages, on-sale wine, on-sale liquor, and off-sale wine, and they would be limited to a time frame not to exceed 15 consecutive days. For the most part, these types of licenses are already available under current statutes, so the passage of this bill will not create a flood of temporary alcoholic beverage licenses. Section 2 will confirm local control. Section 2 says the governing body of the municipality or the Board of County Commissioners, as appropriate, shall determine the fee. That fee will also go to the governing body, either the municipality or the Board of County Commissioners issuing the license. So basically, ladies and gentlemen, all we're doing is we are trying to consolidate and streamline some bills that probably haven't been looked at since Prohibition. This will just consolidate the special licenses into one section, and they will then determine that the county or the city will issue a license, the county or the city will determine the fee, and the county or the municipality will receive the fee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a good bill that would streamline our current temporary alcoholic beverage license system. I would appreciate your support in passing House Bill 1001. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any further remarks? Any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final consideration of House Bill 1001. All those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Krebs and Feinstein. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 65, nays 3.
House Bill 1001, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1064, an act to establish a process for persons rendering emergency aid to require testing for blood-borne pathogens and to provide for the confidentiality of the source individual.
House Bill 1064, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Schleckaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, House Bill 1064 is referred to as the Good Samaritan Bill. This was brought to us by the Attorney General's office. And what this bill will do is allow emergency responders, Good Samaritans, and others who may become exposed to blood-borne pathogens while rendering aid in an emergency situation to obtain medical information about the person they assisted. Now, in most circumstances, first responders are appropriately equipped and trained for this, but there are rare examples where ordinary area citizens may come upon a situation that would put them in a bad spot. And so this will give them the mechanism to obtain information about the source individual. Now, there's three sections in the bill, really briefly. The first one defines everyone that constitutes
emergency medical services personnel. In committee, we added coroners and funeral home directors to that language. So they now fall under the emergency medical services personnel grouping. Section 2 just outlines the steps that will be required for the person to obtain the testing from the source individual. And then Section 3 was added at the request of the medical community. And what that does is ensure confidentiality and ensure that the records are sealed when you're obtaining that medical information. This passed unanimously from House Judiciary. There will be two friendly amendments coming, but I would urge support of the members of the House. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Representative Lust.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an amendment to this fine bill.
Has it been distributed?
It has.
Is that Amendment 1064JA?
Yes, sir.
Do you wish to move it at this time?
I do.
Is there a second? We have a second. Motion has been moved and second. Are there any remarks? Representative Lust?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a very concise motion. We discussed this amendment in committee. Essentially what it does is clarifies who is to be informed in the event of someone passing away, the individual source passing away. It clarifies that it is either the relative of the source individual or the source individual's estate. And then it also changes motion to petition, as there will not be a pending legal action, so a motion is technically not the proper term. So with that, I would ask for your favorable support of Amendment 1064JA. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on the Lust motion to amend? The voice vote. All those in favor of the Lust motion to amend signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. It is so moved. We are back to House Bill 1064 as amended. Are there any further remarks? Representative Rave.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, most of you that know me know that I've been in emergency medical services for over 20 years, working boots on the ground in that profession in Sioux Falls area that entire time. Let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a story about being on a call at someone's home where they're unresponsive, they're barely breathing, but still are breathing. You place a tube down their throat to assist them in breathing, and in that process, you cause a gag reflex. That gag reflex causes the bloody sputum in their mouth to be expelled onto your face. It's an unavoidable hazard in the job that I do. It's happened many times. It's a feeling of a little bit of helplessness after that call is done, because you know you're doing the right thing to help that person in their time of need, but you also don't know what you've just been exposed to. And I've had it go both ways. I've had it go very well that later I found out whether or not they had any disease processes that I really would rather not have. There have been two cases over 20 years that I don't know. To this day, I still don't know. I suspect I wasn't infected because, knock on wood, I've not gotten sick. But to this day, I have no idea. I think this is a common sense bill. I know in this day and age of HIPAA, we worry about our privacy and our rights and our medical information, et cetera, et cetera. And those are all legitimate concerns. But it's also a legitimate concern for those people that take care of these individuals to be able to have access to that information. I don't think it's too much to ask. It's not information that will harm them in any way. That information is still protected, and I would very much ask for your favorable support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks. The question before the House is final consideration of House Bill 1064 as amended. All those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68.
House Bill 1064, having received a majority of the vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Representative Hunt.
I have an amendment or a motion to amend the title at the desk.
Would that be 1064 RTB?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Would you like to move it at this time?
Yes, and it has been distributed to all the members.
Thank you. It has been moved, seconded, and distributed. Any comments on the title amendment?
I don't believe any are necessary, Mr. Speaker. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative. The question before the House is Representative Hunt's motion to amend the title, 1064 RTB. All those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries.
House Bill 1014, an act to define trophy and non-trophy antelope, mule deer, white-tailed deer, and elk, and establish a civil penalty for the unlawful taking of trophy animals.
House Bill 1014, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Hoffman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. We bring to you from the Game, Fish, and Parks House Bill 1014, which defines what trophy animals are with a specific size and act to define trophy and non-trophy antelope, mule deer, white-tailed deer, and elk, and establish a civil penalty for the unlawful taking of trophy animals. We are one of very few states that do not subject the illegal takers, poachers of our trophy animals to a higher fine than they would if they were out poaching a regularly sized animal. And there are all the states around us, many of them are much higher than ours. What this does is it brings in a new section, and it defines trophy antelope as 15 inches. Mule deer, Boone and Crockett at 170. Trophy whitetail, Boone and Crockett at 150, 150 points. And elk at 320. If we would have mountain goats, bighorn sheep at a trophy that was well defined, we would very well raise the fine of 10,000 to probably 20, being that it is hard to define something that's shot very seldom. Bighorn sheep are only fined at $10,000. This is a civil penalty. This is in conjunction with the rules that have been set in place for illegally taking game. But during the season, while you are hunting, if you hold a valid hunting license for the said game you're hunting and you break the rules, in a moment of weakness, you shoot an animal out the window and it turns out to be a trophy, this rule does not apply. You have to have more game. If you shoot one and then you shoot four trophy animals, you're in trouble. Therefore, there aren't any questions as to whether or not the animal you just shot is a trophy animal and whether or not you are in a season holding a valid license. You either have one or not, it's either a trophy animal, not well defined. I ask for your support for a bill which will stop, hopefully, people from taking a most precious resource to all the people in South Dakota that hunt. It is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to shoot an animal that is grown to these proportions, and we should impose strict fines, civil penalties, so that it does not happen, and if it does, we make them pay. I urge your support on 1014. It's a good bill, and it has stemmed poaching in other states, and it will do so in this state. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Representative Sorensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Many of the people from Brandon have just left from the balcony, but some of you have seen on TV the wonderful animal that roams between Sioux Falls and Brandon. Also on the southwest part of Sioux Falls, there's such a magnificent animal, it almost causes traffic problems. People like to pull over and see the beautiful animals. There's a few in the crowd or in the balcony today that probably wonder why the concern on such an issue. You need to know that it is a huge issue. There are young people who get hunting magazines. They probably come in your mailboxes for your sons or daughters. And these racks, these animals are very coveted. And some of these animals, the heads, the racks, will bring $20,000, $30,000. Yesterday in the committee, Tony Lee from Game Fish and Parks brought a very unusual rack that would probably bring between $20,000 and $30,000 on the open market. A mere $500 or $1,000 fine is no deterrent. We need to pass this legislation. It's past time to help deter such action. Now, some of you might wonder about this animal that you've heard of once in a while called Hartford. That's a different issue. We do have some concerns about an animal or some skull or carcass you might find laying on your property someplace. We'll talk about legislation later dealing with that issue. This needs to stand on its own, and we need to pass this on its own. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks, Representative Betty Olson.
Oops, I voted yes. I am bringing an amendment, and I think you have it all passed out on your desk. It's a friendly amendment. It's
Representative Olson, would you like to move that before you make preparatory remarks?
I would
so
like
have
to
sit
move
down?
It. Thank you.
You're welcome. The Representative Betty Olson motion to amend having been moved and seconded. Are there any remarks?
I do have some remarks.
Representative
Thank you, Mr.
Betty Olson.
I'm always jumping the gun.
Representative
there.
Olson, I will give you the latitude to speak to the bill and the amendment. I don't think you can separate them.
Okay, well, most of what I have to say will be to the amendment, though. I voted against this in committee for the sole reason of when I asked where the fine went, and the first line here, it changes civil damages to court-imposed criminal fines, and I'll tell you why. When I got picked up for going not coming to a complete stop for going through a stop sign in the middle of the night, I had to pay $105, and that fine went to the school districts in where I committed the crime. We had some trespassers picked up in Harding County a little while ago. They were hunting without a license. Game and Fish issued them a ticket, cost them $104 for hunting without the proper permit, and it cost them $104. That fine also went to the school district. The way the bill was written, the fine, the civil damages, went to Game, Fish, and Parks. That was my objection. I want the fine, the court-imposed criminal fine, to go to the local school districts where the crime was committed. That's all this amendment does. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on the Betty Olson motion to amend? Representative Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the House. I urge your support of Representative Betty Olson's amendment that we have here in front of us, 1014RA. I think it's very important when you think of the fines and also what it's attributed to. In this case, it's the wildlife. And we're always told time and time again, the wildlife belong to the people of South Dakota. Therefore, shouldn't those fine monies go back to our people of South Dakota? Of course, the school system is a prime opportunity. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on the Betty Olson motion to amend? Representative Lance Russell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the House. And this is mostly just for clarification purposes in order to explain the amendment. I'm speaking to the amendment. I think that the amendment will clear up a couple of things that are relatively important as you look at the way in which the bill will move mechanically through the system. Currently, the way in which fine monies are distributed through the court system, if you have a speeding ticket or something of that nature, in the jurisdiction in which you are giving the ticket, you'll pay that to that court or the clerk of courts in that county. And for instance, in Fall River County, there are three school districts. Those school districts are the beneficiaries of any fine monies that are distributed from any kind of speeding ticket or other matter. Now, as it relates to a civil penalty, there is a way in which to bring a civil penalty under certain circumstances and have that money collected by the state's attorney in a county. One of the things that this particular bill would, or the amendment would do, is it'd make it clear that those monies would go to the school districts in the county in which the offense occurred. And I think that's important for a couple of reasons, but one is that the idea is that you do not want, for instance, the county sheriff. If the county sheriff is out writing tickets in Fall River County, that money doesn't go to the county commission, but it goes to the school district. And in this circumstance, I believe that the money would be going to the Game, Fish, and Parks Department as a civil penalty. And so that's one of my concerns is that we don't want to incentivize law enforcement to be out there trying to collect money for the entity in which they work. But the other part of this that I think is really important is, and as I refer to the amendment says not more than. In terms of how much money would be collected, because the way in which the bill is written, in my interpretation, is that it's $10,000 for any game, any elk, or, you know, I don't know specifically, but for the different classifications. And my concern is that we need to have a judge take a look at what the appropriate sentence would be. Because if a youngster, 18, is hunting at a time, maybe twilight or something, doesn't know exactly what he's shooting at, he shoots, you know, such an animal, I would like a judge to be able to take those things into consideration. He may come from a family with very little income, or he may have a number of children or something of that nature, and I'd hate to put in that in these cases you're going to be hit with an automatic $10,000 fine. I'd like to have somebody have some discretion as to the way in which the fine gets imposed. And I would like that money to go to the school district rather than any other entity. And that's why I support the amendment, and I hope you do too. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on the Betty Olson motion to amend. Representative Hoffman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. And I've given a lot of thought to this amendment, and I've given a lot of thought to this bill. And in my mind, it's more important that we pass the bill with or without the amendment. And if we can pass the bill with the amendment, even though it's not 100% correct in the terminology that was wished for the bill coming from the Game, Fish, and Parks, and we're turning civil court costs, civil fines into criminal fines, I think that in light of the opportunities that this will hold for some school districts and the seldom occurrence of any fine ever being brought forth by a trophy animal, if we can pass the amendment, which will help pass the bill, I'm not going to go belligerent on the amendment, even though it isn't exactly what we brought forth at the Ag Committee. So therefore, if you can live with the bill by voting for the amendment, I urge you to do so. And we can move it to the Senate and see what they do with it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on the Representative Betty Olson motion to amend? Hearing none. All those in favor of the Betty Olson motion to amend will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carries. The bill is so amended. We're back to discussion on House Bill 1014 as amended. Any further remarks? Representative Bruner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I'd just like to encourage you to continue to vote green on this bill and vote affirmative. It is a good bill. The fact is that very few of us in our lifetime will have an opportunity to shoot one of these trophy animals, and the people are actually coming in and taking them in illegally because, quite frankly, at this point, it's worth the chance. The out-of-state license would cost more than the current penalties. So these are not just your ordinary animals that you would see, and these are probably once-in-a-lifetime animals that you would have a chance to take. So it truly is, I think, a bad deal when people would take these animals and the state not be able to at least prosecute a little more fully. I think the amendment makes it better. And with that, I would just urge you to vote green on this bill.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on House Bill 1014 as amended? And ladies and gentlemen, with the amendment, it is still two-thirds. It's going to be continuous appropriated funds. So two-thirds on 1014. With that, all those in favor of House Bill 1014, up for final consideration. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will knock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. Representative Boomgarden. Granted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't know if anybody's seen this little guy running around the hallway and me trying to chase after him. I've turned in a little bit slim this week, losing all those calories. But this is Owen, who's now mad because he can't run up and down those stairs for the next few minutes. So if you could please give him a warm welcome.
Hey, welcome, buddy.
Mr. Speaker, may I follow up?
Follow-up privilege, yes, sir.
I would like to thank the representatives that recognized that both Owen and I were wearing white T-shirts today, one being the representative from District 4, the shorter one, who gave us the 48-ounce Big Gulp pink juice, as well as the representative for District 34, who gave us that soft chocolate that does melt in your hands, and my seatmate from District 32, who gave us that sticky cotton candy, and the last representative from District 23, whose nickname starts with C and ends with Arlie. He was kind enough to provide us 40-pack gum of chewy bubble gum. Thank you, sir.
Are you sending them the dry cleaning bill, sir? I would, too.
Representatives Feinstein and Ironcloud. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 62, nays 6.
House Bill 1014, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Oh. Representative Betty Olson, might you have a title amendment?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I do. May I introduce it now?
You can move it at this time. Is it RTA?
It is.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Discussion on that motion, Representative Betty Olson?
It pretty well stands as read on your sheet.
Okay. Any other remarks? Hearing none, all those in favor of the Betty Olson motion, title amendment, will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. So amended.
House Bill 1007, an act to repeal, update, and make form and style revisions to certain statutes related to the Aeronautics Commission.
House Bill 1007, having had its second reading for consideration and final passage, are there any remarks? Representative Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, House Bill 1007 comes to you from the Department of Transportation agency review that was held this last summer. As you well know in statute, that agency reviews are required every 10 years to go back and look at an agency's efficiencies and operations of each of these agencies. And within and under the Department of Transportation stands and is under that is the Aeronautics Commission. So this 35-page bill is really legislative cleanup, style and form legislative cleanup language. Just to give you a quick overview, the Aeronautics Commission is made up of 7 members, and they do deal with aircraft regulation, airport regulation, air markings, tower markings, air instructions, as well as the regulation of the aerial applicators. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Favorable support of House Bill 1007 is appreciated.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on House Bill 1007? Hearing none. Question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1007. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege?
Granted, ma'am.
Thank you. Yesterday was a special day for one of the members here in the House of Representatives, and very quickly that person banished all signs of a birthday, not like some of the other people that still have some evidence of flowers on their desk. It's all gone. I was sneezing, and I was having runny nose and everything, but she very kindly removed all of them for the picture, so I'm feeling a lot better. I don't know if she is after she has another year. Representative Pitts.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, Representative Pitts. Representative Pitts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I thank everyone in the House for allowing me that little peace and quiet yesterday as I get used to this new big number. Thank you.
It would be the pits if you didn't have a good day on your birthday.
Greenfield both sides. Representative Blake Gibson. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68.
House Bill 1007, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title?
Yes.
Another one?
Or am I wrong?
That's okay. No questions. Title is so adopted.
House Bill 1103, an act to authorize the use of golf carts in certain municipalities.
House Bill 1103, having had its second reason for consideration of final passage, are there any remarks? Representative Rausch.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, today I bring before you House Bill 1103. 1103 is a bill that we kind of came across because of a licensing difference between certain vehicles. I had an individual in my area that had an electric golf car, and he tried to get a license because his neighbor got a license for his gas golf car, and he found out he couldn't do it. He just enjoyed using it, going down to the post office and all those things, but he couldn't get a license. Well, it doesn't qualify under the definitions to be licensed like a motorcycle or a four-wheeler or a gas-powered golf car. But we don't really want electric golf cars on the highway or any vehicle on the highways that can't be licensed, that don't qualify for licensing. So I sat with the city chief police, the Secretary Dravlin. I sat with the colonel of the highway patrol. I talked with the county commissioners. I talked with the about every group I could, including the licensing bureau here, Ms. Hilmer, and we came up with a solution that we thought would be permissive for his needs and for any others that might enjoy that kind of transportation, and do it in a way to keep them off of the highways. So what we've came up with was, by ordinance, we would allow municipalities to permit, not license, but permit these vehicles so that they would be allowed to use the streets of their municipality. They still cannot use the highways. If a highway goes through that community and it's a county highway or a state highway or a federal highway, they can cross it only at a 90 degree. They cannot use it. They are not licensed vehicles. They will be permitted. They will only be allowed on the city streets. The municipalities will set the permit fee structure. We'll leave that up to them. They will have to have insurance. They will have to have some other safety features like most other vehicles on the road. But we thought it was a good compromise. All the parties involved were on board. It had a favorable hearing in committee, came out of committee without a no vote. And I would ask for your favorable support, and I would stand by for any questions, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on House Bill 1103? Representative Lederman.
Mr. Speaker, I move to amend.
Well, let me find it. I don't. Is that 1103 Frank Bravo?
Yes, it is.
Do you move it at this time, sir?
Yes, I do.
So, second. The Lederman motion to amend having been moved and seconded. Are there any remarks? Representative Lederman.
Mr. Speaker, permission to speak to both the amendment and the bill.
I will grant you that latitude, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The community of Dakota Dunes, South Dakota, is a community improvement district, and under the nature of the structure of our community, of which I am from, we are not allowed policing authority. We have contracted with our county officials to control the streets of our community, plus we have a private security company that also operates underneath this community improvement district. The reason why we brought the amendment is because we like this bill and we want to be included. But because of the wording, we are not a municipality by definition. So to be included into this bill, we had to add a section, Section 4 in the amendment, which brings the county, gives the county ability to start an ordinance at the request of the Community Improvement District to form an ordinance, therefore giving us police power and the county ability to enforce the law inside the boundaries of our district. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on the Lederman motion to amend? Representative Rausch.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I would consider this a friendly amendment. I have talked with the county sheriff's department down there, the people that represent them. They are actually in favor of this because there's been some problems in that area of actually policing rights and where their authority ends and begins because it is a district like that, and they actually thought that this would eventually move them forward and clear some of that up for them. And it has no effect on the municipality part and the other part of the bill, so I would consider it a friendly amendment. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on the Lederman motion to amend? Hearing none. Question being on Representative Lederman's motion to amend House Bill 1103. All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. House Bill 1103 is amended. We're back to discussion on House Bill 1103 as amended. Further remarks? Hearing none. Question 4, South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1103 as amended. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Blake, Consett, Ryan Olson. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 60, nays 8.
House Bill 1103, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. There are questions on the title, I believe. Karen?
Yes, sir.
Representative Lederman, do you move Title Amendment FTA?
Mr. Speaker, I do.
Are there remarks on the Lederman motion to amend the title? Hearing none, all those in favor of the Lederman motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. The bill is so amended. The title is so amended, not the bill. We amended the bill, too. Title this time. Announcements. Any announcements, ladies and gentlemen? Representative Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This afternoon, 15 minutes after we get out of session, we will be having Game, Fish, and Parks at our hearing. We'll be finishing up with them. And then tomorrow morning, House Appropriations will be hearing bills for the first time. Thank you.
Sounds like fun. Further announcements. Representative Pitts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have Health and Human Services tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and we just have a presentation at 9 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Representative Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Transportation, 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Transportation. Further announcements, Representative Bruner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Ag tomorrow morning, 7:45.
Ag early in the morning. Any further announcements? Representative Roush.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Reminder of chairs meeting in 15 minutes after session.
Thank you. We could ride there in
room
your golf cart.
412.
Except on state highways. Further announcements? I do. Representative Kirkby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a quick reminder, local governments tomorrow, 10 a.m.
Local government, 10 o'clock. All right, ladies and gentlemen, pay attention for just a second. Tomorrow, everybody know what tomorrow is at noon? Besides lunch for Representative Feinstein. Well, there's a luncheon, but it's also unlimited bill deadline drop. That's more important than lunch. Unlimited bill deadline drop tomorrow at noon. Don't let somebody tell you that it passed by and you didn't get told. Tomorrow noon, unlimited bill drop. Any further announcements? Oh, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We will go in at, ladies and gentlemen, hey, pay attention. 2 o'clock tomorrow, 2 o'clock, okay? 2 o'clock tomorrow, we're going to do some work. We had a couple of days off. We're going to do some work tomorrow, 2 o'clock. No more slacking off. This is it. We're done. Any further announcements? Representative Turberville. All those in favor of the Turberville motion to adjourn, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Motion carries.